coaching cultures, why they're important, and how to create one. As a professional executive business coach for the last 15 years, yes, it's 15 years this month since I established my coaching practice, I've witnessed firsthand the transformative power of coaching within organisations. Beyond merely a tool for individual development, fostering a coaching culture within your organisation can catalyse growth, enhance productivity, and cultivate a thriving environment for both employees and leaders alike. In this article, I'll delve into why creating a coaching culture is crucial, the consequences of neglecting it, and practical steps to cultivate this invaluable asset within your organization. What is a coaching culture? We hear the term coaching culture used frequently, but what does it really mean? A coaching culture is an organisational environment where coaching is valued, practised, and integrated into everyday interactions and processes. In a coaching culture, coaching is not just limited to formal coaching sessions between a coach and a client. Instead, it becomes a universal part of the organisation's ethos. This could involve managers using coaching techniques to support their team members' development, colleagues offering each other feedback and guidance, and a general mindset that prioritises growth, learning, and continuous improvement. The importance of creating a coaching culture. Adaptability and continuous learning are imperative for sustainable success in today's rapidly evolving business landscape. A coaching culture embodies the principles by prioritising ongoing development, feedback, and collaboration. Here's why it's essential. Number one, empowers individuals to excel. A coaching culture empowers individuals at all levels of the organisation to take ownership of their growth and development. Through coaching, employees gain self-awareness, identify strengths and areas for improvement, and develop strategies to maximise their potential. Number two, fosters collaboration with innovation. A coaching culture fosters a collaborative environment where ideas can flourish by encouraging open dialogue and feedback. When employees feel supported and valued, they're more likely to contribute innovative solutions and approaches to challenges. Number three, performance and engagement. Investing in employee development through coaching demonstrates a commitment to their success, which in turn boosts morale, engagement and performance. Engaged employees are more likely to go above and beyond, leading to increased productivity and overall organisational success. Number four, develops leadership capacity. Effective leadership is pivotal to organisational success. A coaching culture not only develops the leadership skills of managers and executives, but also encourages a leadership mindset throughout the organisation. This distributed leadership approach fosters a culture of accountability and resilience. Consequences of neglecting a coaching culture. The absence of a coaching culture can have detrimental effects on the organisation's performance and culture. Number one, stagnant growth and resistance to change. Without a culture that prioritises learning and development, employees may stagnate in their roles, leading to decreased motivation and productivity. In a fast-paced business environment, this lack of growth can hinder innovation and competitiveness. A lack of learning and development can lead to complacent employees who are resistant to change and ill-equipped to adapt to new market conditions. Number two, poor communication and collaboration. In the absence of coaching, communication breakdowns and conflicts may arise, hindering collaboration and teamwork. Without a supportive environment for open dialogue and feedback, misunderstandings can escalate, leading to disengagement and resentment among team members. Number three, high turnover and low morale. Employees who feel undervalued or unsupported are more likely to seek opportunities elsewhere. High turnover not only incurs significant recruitment and training costs, but also disrupts team dynamics and erodes morale. Number four, leadership gaps and dysfunctional teams. Inadequate leadership development can result in a lack of effective direction and decision-making within the organisation. Without strong leadership, teams may struggle to navigate challenges and capitalize on opportunities, ultimately impeding organizational growth. How to create a coaching culture? Building a coaching culture requires a deliberate and sustained effort from leaders and employees alike. Here are some practical steps to cultivate a coaching culture within your organization. Number one, lead by example. Leading by example sounds like an obvious one, but it isn't always practiced. Leadership sets the tone for the organizational culture. Leaders should actively participate in coaching and demonstrate a commitment to learning and development. By modeling coaching behaviors, leaders inspire others to follow suit. Number two, communicate the why. Educate employees about the benefits of coaching and how it aligns with organizational goals and values. Encourage curiosity, experimentation, and a willingness to learn and grow both individually and collectively. Number three, provide training and resources. Equip managers and employees with the necessary skills and resources to engage in coaching effectively. Offer training programs, workshops, and access to coaching tools and resources to support ongoing development. I offer a range of training solutions, including formal ILM accreditation at levels 3, 5, and 7, as well as non-accredited one-day training and mentoring workshop for employees and managers who just need to understand the basics of holding coaching style conversations. Contact me at joe@joebanks.net for more information on the coaching services I provide, including training and one-to-one or group coaching sessions. Alternatively, visit joebanks.net. Number four, encourage feedback and reflection. Promote a culture of open and honest feedback where individuals feel safe to share their thoughts, ideas, and concerns. Encourage regular check-ins, performance reviews, and developmental conversations to facilitate ongoing growth and improvement. However, a feedback culture will only work in an environment where employees feel psychologically safe. I've discussed that in a previous video, and I'll leave the link below. Trying to embed openness in a toxic environment will never work and will likely lead to increased sickness absence and resignations. Number five, promote mentorship and peer coaching. Encourage mentorship relationships and peer coaching initiatives to supplement formal coaching programs. Peer-to-peer learning not only strengthens relationships, but also provides diverse perspectives and support. Many organizations I work with have their own internally trained coaches and coaching and mentoring programs. However, they will refer employees or managers to me who have more complex needs outside the internal coach's expertise. I work with employees and leaders at all levels and specialize in mental health, well-being and burnout, neurodiversity, menopause, conflict management, bullying and harassment, and developing new managers or managers new to leading diverse teams. I also work with senior executive team leaders too. Having spent almost 20 years in senior HR roles in various industries before establishing my coaching practice 15 years ago has given me valuable experience and insight into dealing with complex issues and a unique understanding of people. Number six, measure and celebrate progress. Establish key metrics to track the impact of coaching initiatives on employee performance, engagement, and organizational outcomes. Celebrate successes and milestones to reinforce the importance of coaching within the organization. Number seven, embed coaching into organizational processes. Integrate coaching into existing organizational processes such as performance management, talent development, and succession planning. By embedding coaching into these processes, it becomes ingrained in the organization's fabric. The wrap up. In today's dynamic business environment, creating a coaching culture is no longer a luxury, but a necessity for organizational success. By empowering individuals, fostering collaboration, and driving performance, a coaching culture cultivates a resilient and adaptable workforce, poised for success. Leaders who prioritize coaching invest in growth and development of their employees and lay the foundation for a thriving organizational culture built on trust, collaboration, and continuous improvement. What next? Again, for more information on the one-to-one coaching services and the corporate coaching training programs I provide, please email me at joe@joebanks.net or click the contact tab at the top of the page. In my next article and accompanying video, there's no video for today's topic, I'm afraid, I'll discuss how to manage your inner critic. So if you haven't signed up to receive my weekly newsletter straight to your inbox with all of that information in, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. As always, thanks for your continued support.